My name is Libby Schaff. I'm a council member in Oakland and a candidate to be Oakland's next mayor.
All right. So what does the city of Oakland mean to you?
The city of Oakland is home. The city of Oakland is where I was born and raised, and it's the city where I was made and that made me. Oakland is kind of the best of what an American city can be. It's diverse. It's got architectural beauty. It's got natural beauty. It's got arts and gritty industry and a blue-collar aesthetic and incredible potential and opportunity for social movements, for entrepreneurs. It is America's most exciting city.
So this is a time of dynamic change, speaking of exciting in Oakland. I mean, there's economic change, there's demographic change. And I'm wondering, what do you think of the changes that are affecting Oakland right now?
I like to think that this is a time of change, but also of preservation. It's a time to lift up what Oakland has always been and just let it shine.
And so what does that mean?
It means that we can get it right and not do what San Francisco did, with all due respect to where we're sitting right now. You know, we can have some progress, some development, some new residents come into our town, but we are not going to let them displace the people who have already been here and have made the city what it is. We're going to preserve our diversity in every way. We're going to preserve our arts culture. We're going to preserve the great, rich history and legacy that makes Oakland, Oakland.
And so as mayor, how would you do that?
You do that by being very mindful of how you let prosperity and development come to your city. I definitely believe that we need more housing in Oakland. There clearly is a pent-up demand, but we've got to do dense housing around transit hubs. And that's not just good for our city, it's good for our planet. We also have to be mindful to preserve industrial zoning so that we keep our blue-collar jobs in our city. We are one of the last cities in the Bay Area that actually has industry still at work in Oakland. And then we've got to make sure that we enact policies that are protecting the people that are already here. Last year, we really strengthened our rent control protections. I'm looking at different ways that we can use our affordable housing dollars to not just create affordable housing, but also preserve affordability for people that are already living in Oakland on limited incomes. And then, of course, I have been a very strong, consistent advocate for raising the minimum wage in Oakland so that we can make sure that Oakland workers can continue to afford to live in Oakland.
Well, and you mentioned San Francisco and how your vision for Oakland would not replicate what's been going on here, where obviously there has been a skyrocketing real estate market and a displacement then of a lot of people who can't afford to live here. Do you think then that San Francisco is making mistakes that you could then avoid if the same kind of thing continues to happen in Oakland?
Absolutely. I think there are a lot of lessons we can learn from San Francisco. Although one advantage we have is that we are physically twice the size of San Francisco, and we're starting out with only half the population. So we do have some room to get denser without displacing people. But also, I mean, we have got to do some market rate housing in addition to affordable housing. We have got to let new housing come to Oakland to meet that demand. Otherwise, it's just going to drive the prices up on the housing we've got. And we cannot afford to let those prices go up anymore.
All right, let's jump from moving from the economy to another big topic in Oakland, which is police. And violent crime right now is significantly down, but police and community relations are often seeming to be strained, as they are across the country. So how do you see the Oakland Police Department as it stands now, and what would you do to change anything when you take office?
So let me just start by saying I have a very holistic view of public safety. It's not just more police. It's more police so that they can do better policing. And it's also smart investments in intervention and prevention programs, as well as addressing the root causes of crime. And for me, that really starts with better education, as well as better wages and more jobs.
So you're generally across the population, better education.
Absolutely.
Not just within like the police department as far as how
that goes. Yeah, no. Our school system, as long as almost half of our kids are dropping out of high school, we're not going to have a safe city. And I think we need to address that problem with as much urgency as we address the issue of rebuilding the police department. Now, I know you asked me about police, so I can talk about that, but I just wanted to say that public safety is a much bigger conversation than just police.
Okay, so knowing that there are state and federal requirements for education that Oakland is part of, and there's only so much that one could do, plus it's a very long-term adjustment that you're talking about as far as fundamentally changing education, and there's term limits if you become mayor, then what would you do to change anything in the police department as it stands now?
Well, in the police department, part of the reason we need more police is so that we can do community policing. Right now, our officers are just going from 911 call to 911 call to 911 call. They are not practicing community policing. They need to get out of their cars, form relationships with people, get that human intelligence, also have time to do proactive problem solving. That's where we've seen cities like Los Angeles really make incredible strides, not only in improving community relations, which they have done, but also in reducing violent crime by 81% from its peak in 1991. Los Angeles is a great example of a city that had a dramatic reduction in crime at the same time that it got out of court supervision, very similar to what Oakland's under.
So do you think that Oakland's police department is doing a good job right now?
I think we're going in the right direction. We obviously have a lot more work to do.
You were involved with Measure Y, how it was originally written, right?
I was not at all involved with drafting Measure Y. What I was involved with was the implementation plan after it was passed for the violence prevention part of Measure Y.
Oh, could you elaborate on that, then?
Sure. The voters enacted Measure Y more than a decade ago to create a funding source both for more police as well as for violence prevention programs. At that time, I was working for Mayor Jerry Brown, now our governor, very proud to have received his endorsement this week. I was part of the drafting team that figured out how to actually implement the violence prevention piece of Measure Y that the voters had voted in. One of the programs that we designed was something called Project Choice, and it was a reentry program. And one of its unique features is that it worked with inmates while they were still in San Quentin and then continued with the same case manager once they were released. And that program has proven to be very successful. With the juvenile offenders, we saw an 83% reduction in recidivism. Now, that program has continued. They've been able to do an even longer-term study, both of juveniles and adult participants. And the recent study that the city of Oakland just released showed, again, an 82% reduction in recidivism for the people that are in that program. That's pretty promising.
And are there any other aspects of public safety that you think are working well or not working? I know that you want to build more community policing. It sounds like you support aspects anyway of Measure Y and its possible reimplementation. Are there any other things that you would want to call attention to in the pros or cons?
I definitely am supporting Measure Z. Measure Z would allow us to continue collecting a tax that Oaklanders are already paying. It does not increase taxes at all, but it has better accountability measures than its predecessor, Measure Y, and it also has a tighter focus on really looking at addressing violent crime, which is really, I think, where Oakland's resources need to focus. It continues to have a holistic approach. Like I said, that's what I believe in, of not only providing more police, but also looking at these intervention and prevention strategies, particularly the ceasefire approach, which I think Oakland is finally implementing very successfully. And that is, I believe, one of the reasons we are seeing a reduction in our homicide and shooting rates.
So there's been a lot of attention on public safety in Oakland, and there has been for years. So what issue in Oakland do you think gets short shrift then?
You know, I've lived in Oakland all my life, and all of my life, Oakland has suffered from not being as safe as it should be, and also not having an educational system that provides outcomes for all children well. And those continue to be our struggles. I do believe that even though the mayor does not have direct control over the schools, there is a lot that the city can do in partnership with the schools, as well as with the county. I think it's really important that the county is at the table with that partnership in really looking at how we can support our children to be successful in school and be prepared for the college or career of their choice.
And what are some of those ways?
Well, when you look at something like third grade literacy, there are huge disparities between different groups. And when you look at the drivers of those disparities, you see that there are tremendous problems with kindergarten readiness. But the city of Oakland runs the Head Start program. That is a free subsidized preschool program. And there are big differences between kindergarten readiness for kids that go through Head Start, kids that don't have any Head Start, and kids that go through the school district's CDC program. But there's no coordination between those programs at all. So if you're a family looking for subsidized preschool, if you go to one system, you don't even find out about the other system. Obviously, there's an opportunity to improve that. Same with attendance. When you look at reasons why families aren't able to get their kids to school, a study just came out last week that showed that the grade with the highest degree of chronic absenteeism is kindergarten. And so why aren't families able to get their kids to school? Is it transportation? Is it health? Are there challenges that family is seeing that keep the kids at home? I think you need the partnership of the city and the county there to help the schools support those families in ways that help them get their kids to school so that they can learn. Because if kids are not learning to read by third grade, they're going to have trouble learning for the rest of their school careers. I'm also very excited about the Linked Learning Initiative. And again, I very much support Measure N. Measure N is going to be on the Oakland ballot this November. That will provide a parcel tax to fund linked learning in our high schools. That allows our high school kids to see the relevance of their education, to connect their academic subjects with the real world, with potential jobs, careers, that they understand that this is not just academic. And it also potentially provides opportunities for internships, putting another caring adult in the life of a child and letting that child not just gain skills, but a self-image that they might belong in an office, at a desk, or whatever the job is that excites them. It's that hope that is just as important as the skills. That's why I'm supporting Measure N, and that would also be a big focus. And as mayor, I think there's a lot that I could do to support a linked learning initiative by galvanizing the private sector to get involved with this school district initiative.
Let's turn to something that's been a galvanizing moment in Oakland's recent history, and that was the Occupy movement and the encampment outside of City Hall. Now, this is something that's very complicated because along with that freedom of expression that happened, there was also crime and violence. And I'm wondering, if Occupy had come about under your watch as mayor, what would you have done?
I think that everyone needed some clearer divisions between inviting and encouraging that expression and that political outrage at what is going on in our country. The disparity between rich and poor is offensive, and everyone has the right to be so angry about that. But that expression does not need to result in vandalism to property, to the breaking of laws, and to the harming of people. And drawing that clear line never happened. Similarly, the Oakland Police Department should be one of the best trained police departments in the country to deal with and facilitate peaceful protest. That type of policy, that leadership, that direction, and the training clearly had not been given to the Oakland Police Department. And what resulted was an embarrassment and a very costly incident on many levels for the city of Oakland. And so I believe that clear, consistent leadership, as well as anticipating these types of things. I mean, we are Oakland. We are always going to be a center of demonstration and protest and free speech. That's just who we are. And so as a city, we need to be prepared for that, have clear policies, and train all of our staff members in how to react appropriately.
So recognizing the value of free speech and the voice that was given to people who are really fed up with economic disparities, which you call offensive, how would you go about, as mayor, helping to channel that energy into something constructive for the city then?
I think you channel it constructively by creating places and times where people can rally together and just express that outrage. And I think you also provide opportunities for people to take action. I think that was part of the frustration, was many of us have been working on these issues for our lifetimes. I mean, many of us came to politics because of a passion for these very issues. And so to be first excited that it felt like the rest of the community was waking up to this awareness that many of us have had for years, but then disappointment that that energy didn't seem to be channeled in a constructive direction, that became a disappointment. I mean, I'll just put out one example, Prop 13 reform. Let us all sit down and put energy into that split tax roll proposal. That is so commonsensical. And so that's the type of
you're saying about commercial property taxing versus personal property like homes and such.
Absolutely. That's a piece of Prop 13 reform that many people have thought is obtainable. You know, Prop 13 has always been called the third rail of politics, but this is such a common sense reform. It is so morally obvious to many of us that this is something that's needed. Why not take this energy and put it into something like that? Raising the minimum wage. I'm so proud that Oakland is stepping forward and taking immediate and certain action around raising the minimum wage, not, you know, in some drawn out fashion, but March 1st, minimum wage is going to be going up to $12.25 in Oakland. I am confident that that measure is going to pass on our ballot. Let's get other cities to enact that type of policy. That's the type of movement that this country needs to see. That is really powerful. That's what I hope people put their energy into.
What do you think of the job that Mayor Gene Kwan has done?
I think Oakland can do better. I think Oakland can be safer. I think it can be cleaner. I think it can take better care of its children. I respect that Mayor Kwan is a very hard worker. She is very well-intentioned. I am running for mayor because I think I can do a better job at representing Oakland and actually accomplishing goals.
And what do you think that she's done that's been exemplary, that she's done a good job with?
She attracted Chinese investment from China to kickstart the Brooklyn Basin project that will be very positive for Oakland. She has been a great cheerleader for Oakland. She certainly loves Oakland and loves celebrating its, you know, placement on all sorts of top 10 lists. And she's been great at promoting that.
And what's one item in particular that you would do differently than she did if you were mayor?
I like to think that I will not misstate facts, that I will represent the city with competence and confidence, very honestly. Like her, I'm a very hard worker, and I believe in being out of City Hall and out in the neighborhoods, every neighborhood in Oakland. There are many things that I would emulate, but a lot of things I would do differently. I think that good leaders are more focused, have more clear priorities, and that allows them to get those goals accomplished.
Well, policy-wise, what would be something that's significantly different between you and her then?
I've been frustrated around the slowness with which the police department has been rebuilt. Again, for us to do community policing, we need more police. You know, the standard is that police should be spending at least 20 to 40 minutes of every hour out of their cars and not having to respond to 911 calls. And last year, the council budgeted for a certain number of police. She allowed the slowness of the recruitment process to create more than 60 vacancies at one point during the year. That means the police department was 10% smaller than it could have been because the funding was there. It's just that the implementation was not. I am very focused on rebuilding that police department and not just the sworn officers. I've done a lot to raise awareness of how important the civilian positions are. We need people without guns and badges that are doing the investigations, helping with the reporting, supporting officers in the field. These employees are faster to hire, they're more cost efficient, and often they're a more appropriate response.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to be mayor? I mean, you're born and raised in Oakland. Was it like as soon as you knew that?
No. My whole life has been about making my city better. I've been doing volunteer work in the Oakland community literally since I could walk. And my career has been around making Oakland better since I quit my job at the largest law firm in Oakland to start a centralized volunteer program for the Oakland Public Schools. And that was in 1995. Since then, every job that I've taken has been in the service of my city. This year presented a unique opportunity. I mean, Oakland has this opportunity to grow and prosper and not miss another wave of opportunity, which many people feel we have missed these opportunities in the past. But also to not just take this wave of opportunity and abuse it, but to use it in a way to lift up what is already great about Oakland, to use it in a careful way so that we are preserving what makes Oakland so great. And I believe that I have this unique combination of these deep roots in Oakland, a love, appreciation, and knowledge of Oakland's legacy, but also the skills, the relationships, and the grit to get some things done, to take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of us to make some really positive changes in Oakland. I bring a real unique set of experiences, both legislative and executive, in the public sector. But all of that is informed by this fierce love for my hometown.
Would that be your top political aspiration?
Yes.
So we've got a lightning round of questions then, which you've just started with quick answers. When you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A lion.
What was your first job?
My first job selling shoes at Rhea's Shoes in Union Square in San Francisco.
What's your first memory?
My mother made me wear a sandwich board during the intermission of the Oakland Symphony, asking people to donate money to their Arts in the Schools program.
That was your volunteering when you could barely walk. What do you think voters don't know about you?
That I know how to flamenco dance.
What's your favorite food and place to eat it in Oakland?
I really love Ethiopian food, and I like to eat it at Masab on Piedmont Avenue.
What's your favorite book?
I have a lot of favorite books. I love The Cloud Atlas.
And what's your favorite movie or TV show?
My favorite TV show was The Wire. It's kind of like my life.
You know, Which part?
Well, because I've worked in the school district, I've worked for the port, I've worked on a mayoral campaign, I've worked in City Hall. I've done everything but been a journalist. And each season of The Wire was about one of those jobs. And so it really felt like a little synopsis of my life. And Baltimore has a lot in common with Oakland. And it was just a very well-written series. Not that I have a lot of time to watch TV.
What's your favorite place in Oakland?
Lake Merritt.
And when you're elected mayor, who's the first person that you're going to call?
My mother.
And why?
My mother raised me with this love of Oakland. Not just because it's home, but because it stands for a place that is so accepting of everyone. It's kind of like the global city. It is a city that stands for tolerance. We have every race, every sexual orientation, every gender identity, all loving and living together harmoniously, or at least more harmoniously than in most parts of the world. We are a place of just heartbreaking beauty. The color of Lake Merritt when the sun is setting. Going up into the redwoods in the Oakland Hills. Or looking at the architecture in the Paramount Theater, that Art Deco architecture. My mom was one of the founders of Festival at the Lake, which was one of the first cultural celebrations of Oakland's diversity. And so it's not just that Oakland is home. It stands for kind of a state of humanity that I'd like everyone to share.